From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hurricane Irma is headed toward the American mainland, the southeastern state of Florida, to be specific. The extraordinarily powerful storm has caused at least 7 deaths so far and has left thousands homeless. The U.S. National Hurricane Center forecaster Mike Brennan says Irma's winds, storm surge, and rainfall are life-threatening.
Maximum sustained winds are potentially catastrophic, 175 miles per hour. And over the next several days, we expect Irma to remain near a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane as it moves west-northwestward to the south of the Bahamas and north of Cuba and turns northward and approaches the Florida Peninsula on Sunday.
Officials in South Florida have already ordered people to evacuate coastal areas. The governor, Rick Scott, on Thursday repeated the orders. He said every Floridian, every family, should take this seriously and be aggressive. You've got to protect your family. President Trump is warning that, quote, it will be a very sad day for North Korea if the United States takes military action against it. He spoke on Thursday alongside Kuwait's emir. Answering a reporter's question, he responded, hopefully, we're not going to have to use it on North Korea. When he spoke of the U.S. military, he declined twice to respond to a question of whether it would be acceptable for North Korea to keep possession of its nuclear weapons but be contained and deterred. He responded, I'm not negotiating with you, during the East Room news conference. Maybe we'll have a chance to negotiate with somebody else, but I don't put my negotiations on the table, unlike past administrations. You're listening to News from the Voice of America in Washington.